when sharing, please speak clearly into the microphone, like myself now, without touching the recording equipment. As soon as you decide that you want to share, please come to the front and wait for the previous person to finish to share. Will be a little less time lapse between shares as possible. To ensure the recorded meeting reflects the Aslan point of view, we ask that careful consideration is taken into account with the following guidelines. We do not mention or discuss specific titles or authors of a publications other than Aslan, SA, Al-Anon, and AA conference approved literature. We leave all other identities outside the discussion. Other 12 steps program issues, philosophies, religions, therapies, and occupations. We speak about and from the Aslan point of view. Please be aware that the recording of the International Convention breakout session will be distributed widely. If you wish to share at this meeting and would like to protect your anonymity, instead stating your first name, you may say name withheld in the spirit of Tradition 12, or choose to share at a meeting that is not being recorded. So this meeting is recorded. If the recording has not been started, you can ask the volunteer. Well, I think a volunteer already start. So if you don't mind, let's close. Start with our opening prayers, a serenity prayer, please. With those who care to, and join me in a moment of silence, followed by the serenity prayer. God, grant me a serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Hi, my name's Eva. I'm from Sudbury, Ontario, Canada. I'm so happy to be here with you all. This is not my first international convention. I've been here quite a few times. So right now, I would like somebody to read the Aslan Welcome or Aslan Preamble. Anybody have that? Aslan Preamble, and would like to volunteer to read? Okay, Aslan Preamble, I think it's in the blue book. Oh, you have it? Please, come up. You want to read it? Please. State your name and you can read it. Please.
Hello, I'm Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Aslan is a fellowship of people who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other so that they may solve their common problems and help others to recover. The only requirement for membership is that there be a problem of sexaholism in a relative or friend. There are no dues or fees for Aslan membership. We are self-supporting through our own contribution. Aslan is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to recover from the effects upon us of another person's sexaholism and to help family and friends of sexaholics.
Thank you very much. The topic today is just for today. I would be happy. Most folks are as happy as they make their minds to be. I want to share my experience, strength, and hope with all of you. My name's Eva, and I've been an Aslan. I'm a grateful Aslan member for 7 years, and I have been married for 40 years. And I have to say that Aslan not only saved my life, saved my marriage, and also saved me. Just for today, I want to share my story. I don't know about you, but before Aslan, I'm a people pleaser. I don't know about what you think about people pleaser is like, to make other people happy. I'm from a family of 7 people in the Asian family, and I'm the youngest. I don't have anything to say because I'm the youngest. I have 4 children, wonderful children, and they keep me so busy with their all programs, and they are so happy But me, I'm very miserable. I cannot share with anyone. I often felt that I'm not good enough. I complain most of the time. People don't understand my complaint. And many negative thoughts about myself, I get depressed most of the time, even to the point of suicidal. And there was a lot of things going on in my life at the time, makes me very unhappy. And until I found out the betrayal that I was in, and then coming to Eslon. Eslon had been a sunshine for my life. It offered a refreshing lifestyle change. It gave me a new identity of me, Eva. I have my Eslon family friends who cares and loves me in my home group. And not only that, international groups, convention, I also came, I have a lot of friends there too. When I need one, I call on them. And the 12 steps that I was working in, it helped me to experience happiness to the next level. And yes, I was not happy with myself because I was very, very big. You lost weight? Yes, I lost a lot of weight. Honestly, coming here, I trust my higher power and the Eslon program and also my Eslon family. This was a lot of encouragement I got and positive thoughts. It has been 7 years. It's a roller coaster. In the beginning, it was a roller coaster. I don't know about you. I worked my step 1, 2, 3, probably over 6 times. Is it bad? I told my sponsor, I say, there's something wrong with me. And she say, just keep working at it. And I did. I passed my 3rd step. I went to 4th step. My life is happier now. My relationship with my children now was wonderful. I have 4 grandchildren too, 1 coming. And my relationship with my husband, we feel like we were in honeymoon state. Yeah, we love one another a lot. We have a lot of problems too. We're in love with one another every day these days. You want to know my story? You got to come to another session. I will share with you about that part of the story with that topic. I have a choice to choose. I can choose to continue to be unhappy. But as non-program, teach me and show me that I have a choice to choose to be happy. Happiness does not belong to other people. It belongs to Eslon program and me. That is Eslon program and you. And just for today, I will stop and I will smile. I will smell the rose along the way and feel great about myself because I'm an Eslon member. Thanks for listening. And now the topic today is just for today. And there are 2 readings. Can I have reading page 40? Can you come up to read for us, please? Page 40? 42. Oh, 42? Okay, yes, 42. Okay, please come. Yes. State your name and read.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Bernadine.
So this is a Reflections of Hope, page 42, Happiness. The past week, my husband and I attended a local event. A woman asked us if we had met at one of these events or if we had become interested in this type of event after we had become a couple. Perplexed, I asked her why she thought this was new to us and why she thought we were new to each other. She commented that we looked so much in love and she assumed we were new to an intimate relationship. I burst out laughing, and we have had 26 years of marriage, a divorce, and a remarriage in our relationship. Prior to recovery, there was so much drama caused by sexaholism that we could provide the material for a soap opera. A few days later, I sat in a home group meeting, marveling that the woman had seen the love we have had for each other, even if we cannot see it or feel it all the time ourselves. It occurred to me that I had been so used to being unhappy and focusing on the negative, it had become a habit. Just then, the person next to me passed me the evening's reading, Al-Anon's Just For Today bookmarker. How fitting was this paragraph? Just for today, I will be happy. This assumes to be true what Abraham Lincoln said, that most folks are as happy as they make up their minds to be. That night, I made a decision to choose to be happy and to look for the good rather than hang on to the unhappiness and pain of my past. Further reflections. Today, through using the tools of the program, many of us are happier in our relationships than ever imagined possible, achieving levels of intimacy we only hoped for previously. From Recovering Together, Issues Faced by Couples.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. David, can you come up to read also? State your name and reading.
I'm a grateful S&R member.
State your name.
I'm going to leave my name anonymous, but this is page 342. I have choices. Before recovery, I focused on my problems, thinking I had to figure out and resolve each one. Looking back, I realized that I often made others' problems my own. I wasted a lot of time and energy attempting to fix what was not mine to fix. I chose to make problems my main focus, and I generally missed the good in my life. S&R has helped me see that I have choices. I can choose to enjoy the day and look for the good that is there. I can enjoy my daughter sharing her day with me. I can feel my higher power's love for me through the gentle actions and words of others. A smile from a stranger in response to one of my own, kind words, and the blessings I feel from being kind. I am glad recovery has given me choices, including the choice of where to put my focus each day. I'm beginning to trust that my problems will be resolved in due course, so they don't have to be the object of all my time and energy. Instead, I can choose to be happy and joyful today, despite my problems. Thank you, S&R, for helping me see the choices that are always there for me. Further reflections. We begin to see our problems in a new light, and the awareness dawns that we do have choices concerning our own actions. And that's from Keys to S&R Recovery, the short version. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Because our common welfare comes first, here are the guidelines for sharing during our meeting. Please come into the front of the room if you would like to share. Please remember, there's no crosstalk. That is, we share with the group as a whole, rather than addressing comments or questions to individual members. We limit the length of our sharing, so everyone here will have a chance to speak. Our purpose in sharing is to discuss ourselves, not the sexaholic. And the time is 3 minutes, and she will be our timer. So if you're ready, please come up. The meeting is open for sharing.
Hi, I'm Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
So I got into S&R a few years ago, and I had realized that I didn't know how to have fun anymore. I didn't know who I was. I was miserable. Everything that I thought I liked, I didn't like anymore. And when I found the program, I was so grateful that there was others that were suffering, and I figured out what it was. And so I latched on right away, and you know, sadly, my marriage did not make it, but I have discovered myself again. And so Just for Today is like kind of my motto. Like every day I wake up, before I even open my eyes, I feel a sense of wonder and excitement about what's ahead for the day because I like myself now. I don't even know if I ever did. And that is something I got from working my 12 steps. And so, you know, like I've been exploring things. I feel like almost like I'm a kid kind of exploring what I like again for me and, you know, like things that might not have been on my list, you know, I would have been embarrassed to do or ridiculed for. I'm having fun again. And so for me to see what each day holds and just kind of be open to it. And even the difficult ones, I feel like I have a sense of confidence that I can meet those challenges because I have support in other people, and I also have a higher power, and I didn't have any of those things, and I'm so grateful to the program. So thanks for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing.
I'll share. I'm Karen P. from Carlsbad, and I'm so glad to be here. I see so many faces. I came in a few years ago, like 1998, and I was coming from a place where I had my marriage, I thought. I had a man of, God, I thought. I had a little five-year-old, late bloomer mom. I thought I was happy, joyous, and free. And then this happened. And a month into my program, thanks to a very wise sponsor, she said, you might want to check out a conference. And I was barely functioning now, lost myself, lost who I was. And I came, it was in Anaheim at the time, and just like my meetings, I felt like I can do this. I can do this with you guys. You guys were like a higher power to me, and I can do it with my higher power. And I didn't know what would happen. My marriage survived day at a time. It's a work in progress every day. Been married 33 years. It's still a work in progress. But I have Karen back. And I always say that you guys gave me Karen back because you were tangible. You were the ones I came to and cried and helped me with child rearing, helped me with marital problems, helped me with everything, helped me with finding a higher power that I have a relationship with today. So I just want to say it was just for today. And I had to keep it like that. And it's like that today. That's why I picked this meeting. And I'm so grateful for the shares and for the lead because it just keeps me hopeful. And I know some people in here are newcomers and are reaching for hope. And all I can say, like my sponsor told me, just keep coming back. So thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Hi, I'm Naomi.
Hello.
Oh, I'm very grateful for this program, and I love this readings. These readings are great. The one on 342 about choices, that was so precious because it says I can enjoy my daughter sharing her day with me. And my daughter is finally old enough to have her own kids, and looking at those cute little babies' eyes and just the joy in there just because somebody's taking my picture and sharing time with me, that joy just shines through that camera. And I hope that I can share that same light that the kids have and just be able to choose to just love, just be nice, just be kind. And I appreciated all of the thoughts that just for today, most folks are only as happy as they make up their minds to be. That's so true. I can make up my mind to just be happy just for today. And I've heard it said that sometimes I can do things for one day that I couldn't imagine doing for a week or a lifetime. And yeah, just for today, I can make it through today. I can deal with the pain. I can deal with the suffering. I can deal with all that's going on just for today. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Hello, my name's Rosa. So I picked this topic for today because it's my first international meeting, and I'm really nervous. So it's nice to hear, just for today as well, First International Convention, just for today, just pick one meeting because there were different options at this hour. And I mean, I've been in SNON almost a year now. My birthday will be in September, I believe. So it's always online where I'm from. It's never in person. So this is really nice to be in person with all of you and seeing some of you that I see online. And it's just, it's an excitement and a nervousness. You know, I was scared-sighted when I got here. My husband is also here. Luckily, he did choose a program. So we've been together now for 10 years. So, you know, it's like y'all say, it's just one day at a time. There's definitely ups and downs. But I'm excited to open up this new path of healing that I've started, and it's just layer after layer, and I feel like this is going to be a new layer, right? Because it's in person and it's international. It's a huge thing for me. So thank you all for being here, and thank you for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing.
Hi, my name's Lonnie. When I got into SNON a few years ago, didn't realize how many character defects I had. And now I realize I have plenty. And one of the root causes of many of my character defects is that I wasn't living for just today. I spent a lot of time and effort and energy, either living for the future, working super hard, workaholic tendencies, to create something better in the future for me, for my family, etc., or living in the past of pain and hurt from past wounding. And I realized when I hit rock bottom that the only way I could survive was one day at a time. And that began to help me understand that that principle is all pervasive in my life. And I don't think I could have really understood that if it wasn't for the pain that brought me to my knees and helped me realize I needed to change my outlook on how I viewed life on a day-by-day basis. And now it affects everything. It was just my sweet wife and I were just actually laughing about this last night after almost crying about it a couple days ago. We were watching a like rated G movie. These days, you know, after we both got in recovery, like watching like Lassie or like something like Leave It to Beaver. I mean, the old times where there's no possible triggers in there, it was about all we could watch, right? And so we were watching one like that, and like out of nowhere, one of the actors talked about being betrayed and how he could never, ever get over that. He said to this girl he was talking about, this is something I can never, ever get over. And it was, you know, emotional drama music and how movies really draw you in. And all of a sudden, I just found myself being sucked back into the trauma of betrayal feelings and all of that, just like in an instant. And I thought, where did that come from? Because I'm now used to being in rooms like this where I hear other people tell their stories and I feel like that doesn't trigger me. But why, in watching the movie, and I realized, well, that's the whole point of a movie. They try and get you to feel like you're in their position if it's a great, it was a well-done movie. And it just sucked me back there. And the difference this time is that instead of, and my sweet wife actually asked me, you know, after that happened, she said, you know, how are you doing? And I said, I just need a little time to ground. And I stepped away, and literally that's what went through my mind is, today, where am I today? Today, I'm not where I was feeling all those betrayal feelings. I'm different today. She's different today. I can live in today. And I was able to go and hug her and mean it because I was living just for today.
Thanks for sharing.
Hi, my name is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
2 years ago, I totaled my car and thought I deserved it. I thought I didn't deserve a loving relationship. I thought I didn't deserve a healthy relationship, that all I could give to someone was what I could do. And I was so wrapped up with all these past pains that I just carried on and allowed to like just stack in my arms and weigh me down, that I couldn't enjoy what was going on in the present. I couldn't be present. I couldn't drive alone by myself in the car and not have music playing, not be listening to the radio. I couldn't sit in silence because I was sitting in the past if I was. And it wasn't until I like started going to meetings and was like, all right, just one meeting. I'm just going to go to the meeting and I'm going to sit there. I don't have to say anything. And it was like one meeting at a time. It was, you know, just really, okay, I'm going to focus on today. I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. I'm not going to think about the things in the past or how that will affect me. I'm going to focus on today, you know, focus on the people that love me today, not the people that I don't have relationships with anymore, the relationships I can't control. I'm going to focus on loving myself in a way that I didn't know that I could or that I should or that I had to. So that was just for today. That's what that is for me. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Hi, I'm Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Just for today, just one of the many beautiful slogans that have been brought into my life. I remember thinking, slogans, they're so cheesy. I don't like slogans. And now they're the lifelines of my everyday. When I first came to the program, just for today seemed unsurmountable. I was in so much pain and just so much disillusionment that getting through a day seemed impossible. And a wise woman told me, just do it for a minute. Can you get through a minute? Or maybe an hour. And so I started there. I was like, okay, let me just try to get through this next minute. And then it became an hour. And then it turned into a day. And I really, really appreciate learning about the change of attitude. You know, we talk a lot about the attitude of gratitude. And that's been so impactful on my life. Because as I start every day, I try to find something I'm grateful for. And I really believe there's always something I can find to be grateful for. And if I start my day with that attitude, whether it be the bird out in the tree in the window or a picture my grandchild draws for me, there's always something that I can be grateful for. So if I start my day focusing on that, it really sets the tone for how I move through the rest of the day. It gives me the grace to not look for the negative things in my life, but to try to keep that optimism of the things to look for that are good. The other really powerful thing is choices. I think for most of my 36 years of marriage before discovery, I looked to my husband for my happiness. I looked to my kids for my happiness, my job. I was always seeking happiness outside of myself. But this program in teaching me to focus on myself has made me recognize that I'm responsible for my own happiness. And as I started to change my attitude about that, I started to look for the things that brought joy to my life. And I decided that I was not going to let this addiction take another day away from my happiness in my life. And that's something I try to focus on every day. My husband recently had a slip after a long period of sobriety. And after a short period of time, I was like, you know, this doesn't have to affect me. I don't have to take this on. This is his thing. And I regained my gratitude. I regained my attitude of that I could be happy, even if he's still in his sickness. So I'm so grateful for all the tools this program has given me. And I really believe that by focusing on ourselves and continuing to use the tools that we can get through just one day at a time. And just for today, it can be a good day. With that, I'll pass.
Thanks for sharing.
When I came to Esnon, the things that attracted me the most is the gifts of Esnon. When we approach the process of recovery with honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness to apply principles of the 12 step to our lives, we will soon begin to see the rewards. We'll become able to surrender ourselves defeating behavior. We will find that we have strength and insight to make good choices for ourselves. Our ability to act positively on behalf of our health, families, jobs, and bank accounts will amaze us. We will find that others are doing things for themselves, which we thought we had to do for them. Our ability to give and receive love will expand tremendously, and we will become increasingly available for loving relationships with others. We will recover the feeling of joy. We will become more honest with ourselves and experience a new comfort of intimate relationships. We will feel the security that arises from true fellowship with others in the program, knowing that we are loved and accepted just as we are. Feelings of failure and inadequacy will be replaced by self-confidence and independence of spirit. We will no longer expect other people to provide us with an identity or a sense of self-worth. We will find the courage to be true to ourselves. We will know the peace of mind and feel a stronger connection with higher power of our understanding. And I hope we'll turn to faith that God is really working in our lives as we explore the wonders of serenity, dignity, and emotional growth. Just for today. Any more other share? Come.
Hi, I'm Pam.
Hello, Pam.
My husband said something to me today, and he's like, why is our rearview mirror in our car so small and the mirrors that are in front of us so big? And it's because we're looking in the past, and we're not looking today, and there's so much stuff that we miss. Somebody mentioned smell the roses, and I have a little plaque. It's on my mantle. And I do. I stop on my walks and I smell the roses. And it's just staying in the moment and enjoying what's right in front of us. And if I regret the past, worry about the future, I'm not here today. And I don't see the beauty that's right there in front of me. And things are so beautiful. The roses smell so good. There's this one at the end of my street. When I take my dog for a walk, I make her stop. I said, we're smelling the rose, and oh, it just smells heavenly. So I try and do that, to stay in the moment, to stay and see what is in store for me. I don't know what's going to happen. And I've done the other stuff. I've worried about regretted things and worried about the future, and I don't enjoy it. And so just to stay in today and enjoy what happens. And, you know, one of the things it says is, everything is meant to be. So whatever happens today was supposed to happen today. And it might not be my plans, but it happens. And I'm thankful for it because my eyes are opening to all the goodness that's out there if we just take the time to smell the roses. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
We'll have a couple more. If anyone wants to share, come.
Hi, I'm Yolanda from California, San Diego.
Hello.
This is my first convention. I was very nervous to come in, but my sponsor told me to come in because I'm in the roller coaster that I need to get off. And so, you know, one more day, that's my slogan now, just one more day, just for today. It's been very rough for me, for my husband too. But I just want to, every day, just one more day. I just need to make it through this day. And tomorrow will be better. That's my only hope. And that one day I will heal. And I heard your testimonies, and you guys give me hope that I will be able to be in this spot that you guys are, hopefully sooner than what I expect. But I really appreciate for your sharing. And a gentleman shared that he got triggered with the betrayal. And that's, I get so many triggers right now from, you know, I hear something, someone says something, or I see something, and I get triggered. And it's so hard to get out of that roller coaster. So thank you for sharing. I'm going to ground myself and remember, you know, where I am standing for today. So thank you for listening.
Thanks for sharing. We have time for two more.
This is an anonymous program. We ask all members to respect our anonymity. The story that you hear are told in confidence and should not be repeated outside the meeting, including our spouse or family members. They are told so that we might better understand this program and ourselves, and to give encouragement and help to the newcomer so that we may keep what we have been given. Can we all stand and form a circle, and let's say the serenity prayer together.
God, grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Keep coming back. It works. When you work it, so work it, so work it. Woo! Okay, now, excuse me. Okay, all have a seat. Okay, before you go, I want to encourage you guys one thing. Today's topic is on just for today. I want you to be so contagious just for today. Okay? That is to give a smile to people. That you're happy. I have happy faces here. You can take one, put it on the sticker here, and if people ask you why, you say, just for today, I will be happy. And if they want to know more,
You can tell them about your story. So please come up and get one. Okay, don't fight over it. There. If you need more, I have more. Just take one and share, okay? Okay, great. And thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, sure. Okay, sure. Just share, okay? Okay, sure. Just put a sticker. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Oh,
thanks for making it fun.
Sure. Thanks for coming, okay, Jacka? Just take one and put on your thing. Whatever. Whichever. Sure. Great. Great. Okay.
Can I take a hard
trip? Sure. You may. Just remember, just for today. Yeah, that you'll be happy. Okay, great. Just for today. Oh, thank you so much for your share. I appreciate that. How long have you been in Japan?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Praise God. Yeah, well, yes, just for today. You will be happy, right? I will be happy. So I want to make sure that you have a strong... Do you have one already? Good, okay. Great. Thanks for coming by, okay? Just for today.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Just for today.